Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study which evaluated the effectiveness of back squat versus McKenzie exercises among patients with low back pain. Low back pain affects many active people at some point throughout their lives. The cause and diagnosis are rarely specific, and unfortunately, it remains unclear which intervention program is most effective for alleviating pain and improving function. The purpose of this randomized comparative effectiveness clinical trial was to compare the effectiveness of two intervention programs, back squat and McKenzie exercises, to reduce non-specific low back pain symptoms that have been present for more than 3 months. The authors randomized 148 patients to either the back squat, which is group therapy, or McKenzie one-on-one therapy exercise programs, which were performed once a week for 4 weeks. One McKenzie certified therapist that had extensive training in back squat conducted exercise sessions. There was also one assessor who was blinded to the type of intervention that the patients were receiving. Patients were assessed for pain and disability at baseline and then again at 1, 3, and 6 months follow-up. Significant improvements in pain and disability were found in both groups at 1 month follow-up. However, the McKenzie group showed better improvement in disability. No group differences were found at any of the remaining time points, and maintenance of the 1 month improvements were found in both groups at the 3 and 6 month follow-ups. McKenzie exercises seemed to have a slight edge in improvements on disability over back squat at 1 month. However, the authors found no differences between the two programs in regards to pain. These results could be attributed to the individualized attention that each patient receives during the McKenzie program, with exercise selections being adjusted based on a comprehensive evaluation. In contrast, back squat is a group program that focuses on strength, flexibility, and mobility that was progressed and modified on an individual basis at each session. Unfortunately, it's unclear if we could identify a set of patients that may respond better to one intervention over the other. For example, it would be interesting to see if duration of symptoms is related to the response to the programs. Often, patients wait until the low back pain has been around for so long that they finally decide to do something about it. But it may be that an earlier intervention is the key to successful outcomes. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. This post reported that limiting shoulder abduction for 3 or 6 weeks did not reduce the rate of re-injury among patients with shoulder dislocation who were initially treated with 3 weeks of immobilization. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study which concluded that it is important for clinicians to evaluate a wrestler's hydration status to ensure that dehydration is not influencing clinical concussion measures. We also reported a second study that found among a small group of people that applying menthol gel was similar to applying crushed ice in reducing peripheral blood flow in the forearm. The authors also noted that combining crushed ice with menthol appeared to have an additive effect on reducing blood flow. A third study found that joint hypermobility may be a risk factor for musculoskeletal pain during adolescence, particularly at the shoulders, knees, and foot or ankles. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.